There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate in this octave of the Christmas celebration the holy name of Jesus. This name is not just a word, it is the name of the Son of God who saves us. And in that name, God's saving help is made personally available to us. If you can imagine, the church invites us to honor that name, to call upon it with faith, and to repair for every time it is spoken without reverence. If we hear the name of our Lord taken in vain, and then we who honor him and know of his saving grace, we are the ones who should repair for that. In the first reading, St. Peter stands before the authorities and declares openly that the crippled man has been healed by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then he adds, there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. That name is emblematic of the person. It's not just a word. In it, God has made his mercy concrete and accessible. The great Franciscan doctor of the church, St. Bonaventure, in his commentary on the Nativity of the Lord, says that Jesus, in Jesus of Nazareth, in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God has made himself, in his mercy, in his compassion, and his humility, even kissable, osculabile. Just how accessible our Lord makes himself to us. And that is what his name represents. It means that God is no longer some distant or anonymous supreme being. He has stepped into history and he has a human face. He has a human name. So that anyone at any moment can call upon him and be heard. That is his promise to us. He makes himself accessible, and his saving grace, which he wills for every human person, he gives us the access to that grace and mercy. In the gospel, on the eighth day after his birth, the child is circumcised according to the law, and he's formally given that name, the name announced by the angel before he was conceived. And if we look at this gospel passage, the 21st verse of the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke, it's quiet and it's almost hidden. Yet in it is the great saving plan of our Heavenly Father. It becomes very specific. The Eternal Son now bears in his own flesh the name that means salvation. The church has always understood this as an invitation to invoke Jesus in every circumstance of life, to whisper the name of Jesus in times of temptation or tribulation or trial, in fear, in sorrow, in confusion, in danger. It's already a short, powerful prayer that opens our hearts to his grace. You know, it's specifically in times, at the end of life or when we face some dire health emergency where we cannot pray as we usually pray. A lot of times we're at a loss. Even our most, our favorite prayers, which should come so easily, even then we're unable to do so. Well, it's an important habit to cultivate a devotion to the name of Jesus, because that short prayer grants us, when we say it with faith and devotion, the promise of our Lord's salvation, of his presence, of his consolation. The holy name, when we recite it with, when we say it with love and we cling to him, he rushes to our aid. And because the name of Jesus is so holy and powerful, taking it in vain is not a small thing. It's a real wound to the love we owe God. The church speaks of prayers and acts of reparation. Those are the loving responses offered to the Lord to make up, to repair, as far as possible, for the blasphemies and the irreverence shown, unfortunately, so frequently to his most precious name. And so we can cultivate this very practical habit. Every time that the name of our Lord is spoken carelessly or used as an exclamation or even worse, as a curse, answer it silently in your heart or even quietly with your lips with an act of praise. We can say, "Praised be the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the holy name of Jesus." Or we say, "My Jesus, have mercy." So we turn that offense into an opportunity to show love and honor. That offense becomes an occasion of grace for us. Today's a good day to decide to speak the name of our Lord more often, consciously as a prayer. We say it when we wake up, before we sleep, driving, doing chores. Let Jesus become the heartbeat of our day. A frequent act of faith, hope, and love that keeps us united to him. One of the great promoters of devotion to the holy name of Jesus was the 13th century or end of the 14th, he died at the beginning of the 14th century, a Saint Franciscan priest named Saint Bernardine of Siena. Often you'll find him with a large kind of placard or billboard that he created with the monogram of the holy name. And through this, he promoted devotion to the name of Christ and wrought miracles and healings, and many favors were granted by the veneration of the holy name of Jesus. He writes this, and let it be our prayer today. "Jesus, name full of glory, grace, love, and strength, you are the refuge of those who repent, our banner of warfare in this life, the medicine of souls, the comfort of those who mourn, the delight of those who believe, the light of those who preach the true faith, the wages of those who toil, and the healing of the sick. To you our devotion aspires, by you our prayers are received. We delight in contemplating you. O name of Jesus, you are the glory of all the saints for eternity. And may the name of Jesus be our glory here in this church, now and always. Amen." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.